Good morning. Today is Sunday, January 30th, 2022. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Jason Kapoor, and this is Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast Weekend Edition. Our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. This podcast is available every Sunday morning on Seeking Alpha, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's own news team. Strap in. The S&P 500 index is down 8% from its all-time high and is off 7% for the month of January in a market buzzing with volatility. Investors head into next week facing the reality that a poor performance by the stock market in January is typically a warning sign for more of a sluggish year. Over the last 50 years, a negative S&P 500 index return in January was followed by an average return for the next 11 months of 6.7% versus the average rest of the year return of 14% when January saw a gain. Big earnings reports are due in from Alphabet, AbbVie, Amazon, Ford Motors, and Starbucks. The economic calendar includes the January jobs report, which could surprise due to the large number of hourly workers who got caught up by Omicron quarantines during the month. The unemployment rate is expected to hold steady at 3.9%. In the energy market, OPEC Plus meeting will be watched closely with supply and demand factors in the spotlight. At the very end of the week, the Winter Olympics begins in Beijing. Earnings Spotlight, Monday, January 31st. NXP Semiconductors, Cirrus Logic, and Harmonic. Earnings Spotlight, Tuesday, February 1st. ExxonMobil, UBS, UPS, SiriusXM, Alphabet, General Motors, Starbucks, AMD, PayPal Holdings, Match Group, and Electronic Arts. Earnings Spotlight, Wednesday, February 2nd. America's Source, Bergen, Humana, AbbVie, Meta Platforms, T-Mobile US, Spotify, Facebook, and Qualcomm. Earnings Spotlight, Thursday, February 3rd. Shell, Cardinal Health, Cigna, Honeywell, Penn National Gaming, Amazon, Ford Motors, Pinterest, Wynn Resorts, Fortnite, News Corp, Unity Software, and Activision Blizzard. Earnings Spotlight, Friday, February 4th, Bristol-Myers, Eaton, and Cboe Global Markets. IPO Watch. No IPOs are on the calendar for the next week as the market cools off a bit. Analyst research will open up on Amylyx Pharmaceuticals, Cencora Pharma, Hourloop, and Vigil Neurosciences on February 1st. IPO lockup expirations of note this week include Compass Therapeutics and IDW Media Holdings on January 31st, Weber European Wax Center, and Orange County on February 1st, as well as Evotic and Adiago Therapeutics on February 2nd. Projected dividend increases. Companies expected to boost their quarterly dividend payouts include Old Dominion Freight Line to 25 cents from 20 cents, Cigna Corporation to $1.20 from $1, L3 Harris Technologies to $1.21 from $1.02, Exponent to 23 cents from 20 cents, New York Times to 8 cents from 7 cents, Air Products and Chemicals to $1.68 from $1.50, Trane Technologies to 66 cents from 59 cents, Allergan to 40 cents from 36 cents, Walker & Dunlop to 55 cents from 50 cents, Intercontinental to 36 cents from 33 cents, and Corning to 26 cents from 24 cents. Alphabet earnings preview. Analysts expect Alphabet to report earnings revenues of $71.9 billion for Q4 to mark a 36% jump from last year's level. EPS is seen coming at $27.19. Earnings day risks for Alphabet include for the potential for the cautious guidance indicating a Q1 revenue deceleration or higher investment spending than anticipated on cloud, Waymo, and AR/VR projects. Bank of America says it is constructive on Alphabet that even if there are some guidance hiccups, the firm points to a reasonable 13x 2023 core earnings trading multiple looks to attract amid the value bias in the market. The long term for growing cloud profits is also highlighted. Meta Platforms earning preview. Analysts expect Meta Platforms to report revenues of $33.4 billion for Q4 and or EPS of $3.83 billion. The company will divide its results into Facebook Reality Labs and Family of Apps segments. Earnings day arrives with Meta shares in a slump after underperforming the S&P 500 index by a wide margin since Q3 results were spilled. Recent Sensor Tower data indicates some pressure on Facebook users, but strong growth for Instagram. JP Morgan is positive on Facebook, on Meta Platforms overall, and is slotted as a top pick for 2022, even with revenue growth forecast to decelerate against tough comparables. We believe Meta Platforms is making a solid progress against Apple's iOS changes as its tools evolve and strengthen and gain a broader adoption. Our check suggests Meta Platforms' efforts to improve the performance are gaining traction, particularly around movements in measurements of Facebook's expected to recover 50% plus of impact in Q4, advises the firm. JP Morgan also believes Oculus sales were strong during the holiday season and expects the company to pass its goal of more than 10 million active virtual reality units. MicroStrategy event. The MicroStrategy World 2022 event next week will include a large focus on Bitcoin use cases for corporations. MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor, Block Jack Dorsey, and Silvergate Capital CEO Alan Lane are a few of the notable speakers. Cryptocurrencies have been in a slump to begin the year. Year-to-date returns are negative for Bitcoin, down 20.7%, Ethereum down 31.9%, Cardano down 22.5%, XRP minus 27.4%, Solana minus 45.9%, Terra minus 42.9%, Avalanche minus 38.6%, and Polygon minus 33.4%. Eyes on oil. The OPEC Plus group meets on February 2nd to wide expectations that decisions will be made to stick to a plan to raise output by 400,000 barrels a day in monthly increments. A larger increase is not anticipated because some OPEC members have struggled to increase production due to local capacity issues. On the demand side of the equation, crude oil imports in China are forecasted to increase by as much as 7% on this year. Oil prices ran up to their highest levels in over 7 years on Friday as geopolitical turmoil continues to bubble under the surface. Corporate events. CITIC Capital Acquisition Corp shareholders will meet to vote on the SPAC deal to take LiDAR specialist Quant Energy public on January 31st. Occupier Pharma will hold its Investor Research and Development Day 2022 event on the same day. On February 2nd, LendingTree will hold a virtual analyst and investor event with senior management scheduled to introduce the company's outlook for fiscal year 2022 and update the investment community on the business performance and key strategic priorities. A10 Networks will also hold an Investor Day event to discuss long-term strategy. Gain Therapeutics will hold its R&D Day 2022 event on February 4th. Also watch Boeing, this week with the company in talks with Qatar Airways for a proposed new freighter. A visit to the U.S. by Qatar's emir could spark an announcement. M&A tidbits. The walk date for the Nuance Communications Microsoft combination is February 1st, with expectations of high deadline will be extended. Shareholders with CyrusOne will vote on the KKR buyout on February 2nd, and Neo Fanatics Corporation shareholders will vote on the Lumitomb acquisition. Playtech will be watched closely by the companies evaluating a potential breakup plan if shareholders vote down the deal to be sold to Australian rival Aristocrat Playtech board members, and reportedly concerned that a block of Asian investors may vote up on the sale. Annual meetings. Notable annual general meetings are scheduled for Energizer on January 31st, Aramark on February 1st, Cerence on February 2nd, and Edgewell Personal Care Company on February 4th. Barron's mentions. Wesco International is profiled favorably as the publication observes that demand for cloud computing power from renewable sources and electric vehicles, along with more extreme weather events, mean that electrical infrastructure will need to extensive investment for the years to come. Shares are of Wesco noted to only trade at 11x the consensus 2022 earnings per share mark. Moderna is also recommended as the company set up to face down for big pharma giants in the post-pandemic vaccine market. Moderna is expected to have $27.4 billion in cash by the end of the year that it can be used to beef itself up and make up for the gap with rivals in the infrastructure, personnel, relationship, and organizational maturity space. A Barron's roundtable investment managers gathered to talk shop. Some of the stock picks that were mentioned were Dollar Tree, Raytheon Technologies, and Credit Corp, as well as Hercules Capital. We close out this week with our single stock focus, 3M. 3M has fallen to a 52-week low following a recent $110 million jury award to two U.S. Army veterans over combat earplugs said to cause hearing loss. That concludes this week's episode of Stocks to Watch. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. To get Wall Street Breakfast and Stocks to Watch on your phone for your morning commute, subscribe to our podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. You can also sign up for other podcasts such as Essay for FAs, Alpha Trader, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, Let's Talk ETFs, on those same platforms as well. Have a wonderful week.